Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
I think we talked about this. The number of old people snorting cocaine now.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Oh my God, Lance is taking credit for every person in the media in Houston. He's the one that got Raheel on the air, apparently. Oh, did you now?
He was an intern at 610.
Oh, did you now?
He was an intern at 610.
Okay, Dell, you're taking credit for Dell.
I don't know how he got help me. I was here as an intern.
We've already established
before he actually was working at the station.
Yeah, he didn't even work here yet.
Yeah,
I did bring Wex on though. That one's true. Well, that one's verifiable. The other ones are true. It's just hard to verify the Raheel and Dell one.
Yes. Okay.
But the Adam Raheel Wex had
Raheel was actually an employee before Lance was.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but I mean that's irrelevant.
But, yeah,
he's
but
on
what?
The map because of. Some
because
of the stuff that I told him. Oh, Fat Howard? Howard Chen? Who, he works for the NBA China or whatever. You're welcome. I went to lunch with him one time and gave him advice.
Oh, my God.
At Mala Sichuan. He put me on Mala Sichuan in Chinatown.
If Howard was being honest and not just being a nice person, would he credit
Let's
you?
Let's get
with
him
this?
On the show. You want me to turn this into people? I get people on the show and they tell you, can I prove it? I can do that if you'd like.
How are you going to prove it?
Because they from their mouths.
Listen,
they'll tell you yes.
Well, Howard did.
Don't call
Howard,
Natalia.
Howard did.
Busy.
He interned for us, and we helped him along. Helped him a little bit, but he went out and did it himself.
No,
I mean you're taking credit for.
How come he
careers.
Said, "Big bro, thanks for everything you've done"?
He never said, "Big bro," to you.
Yeah. No. You want me to find a tweet?
Big bro.
It says it
yeah,
right here.
Go ahead, find it.
Hold on.
Find a tweet where he says, "Big bro, thank you for everything you've done."
Here it is, big bro, Fat Howard here.
Fat Howard here. No chance.
What?
He's not even of the generation that says big bro.
He said it. I don't know. Maybe when
like,
he went to China to do
stuff. Our intern might say big bro.
Just
not
says
to
big
you,
bro, Fat Howard
people.
Here. Just letting you know how influential you were in my career. Couldn't have done it without you. Sage advice. You guys made a big difference, but you made the most difference.
Ah, so he singled you out. What?
It's right here.
Can you give me the time stamp for that?
It was 2016-ish.
And you
this
just
is before
pulled it up.
iPhones had exact dates.
And you just pulled it up, huh?
Yep, it was right here. I just typed in Howard and found it quick.
Okay.
I've got others here. Adam Wexler, here it
I'm
is.
I'm done with this
Adam
conversation.
Wexler never texted
this is
you,
from
thank
19,
you.
This is from 1996. Thank you for getting me on the Half Court Report with you on the weekends. It's everything that you've said to me has come true.
Yeah.
I'm living a dream.
Oh my gosh.
And it goes
let's
on
move
and on.
On.
It's, you know how Wex is.
Who's on hold?
Chris wants to talk
victories
about Kevin Durant.
After victories
who's actually
me.
Helping Jabari Smith, unlike you would.
Yeah. Right.
If I've helped your career, even with some of the things I've said on this show, and you intimate that I've helped, 713-780-3776.
Let's get
intimate
Chris.
Can do a lot of
let's
work.
Get Chris in here, please.
This is great radio today, guys. I gotta say, this is great radio. Lance, you did help me with some brisket advice a few years ago when you first started talking brisket, so I'll give you credit there. Wrapping the brisket, making sure the internal temperature. But anyway, I digress.
Thank you.
Hey, I was really nervous about Kevin Durant coming because of maybe my perception of with the social media and his attitude and things like that. But I don't know if you guys have maybe addressed. I think the fact that we don't have an alpha, like a James Harden type personality, or maybe something, we got Alpi and Amen, guys that want to win, I think that's maybe helped Kevin mesh a little bit more. And then what is you guys' thoughts on, it feels like, I know what you say about the defense, we score 121, but sometimes in the games when our offense is just gelling so well, it makes the defense, you know, we kind of get a little more lackadaisical because we're putting up, you know, our shot percentage is so high. And I do think that Ime is going to put that in check, but I think it's only game four. We're getting better together. But just want to hear what you guys think about Kevin Durant and maybe how he meshes, because there's not another alpha male on the team. It allows him to kind of be that guy for the first time in quite some time. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
So the chat is taking umbrage with the phrase James Harden alpha. James is a boss. In that way, I would say he's kind of, I don't know if his personality was alpha, but he was the boss of the team. He bossed everyone around. He bossed around Daryl. He bossed around coaches. Like, I don't know what it's called, but it's called something when you have that much control. I don't know if you want to call it alpha or you just want to call it the boss of the team, but that's what he was. I think it's, honestly, I don't think it's bad having a guy that's the alpha and the leader of a team, but I don't think, because this team doesn't have a clear-cut pecking order right now, and Durant is always a passive leader. He even tells you, I don't want to have to be the leader. I think it actually fits. It's Ime. Ime's the guy. It's not a player in this instance. It's that rare instance where the coach is the alpha.
Yeah. No, Kevin, I mean, here's the difference, I think, is that I don't know behind the scenes. I saw James arguing. I saw James getting rid of guys. Saw James, you know, it didn't seem like the relate. Everybody on this team speaks, I mean, like with everything about Kevin Durant has been great. They learned from him. Jabari just talked. I follow him around. He's teaching me everything. LP talking about him, the unselfish play. Ime talking about how unselfish Kevin Durant is.
Leadership. It doesn't have to be in the form of an alpha personality.
No.
You don't have to be Andrew frickin' Tate to running around. You know, it's sometimes leadership is Jose Altuve, too. There's not an alpha bone in his body.
Yep,
he just likes to fit in.
That's it. And show guys how to do it, how to be great. You know, set an example.
Who is an alpha that you can think of from all the different teams? Was there one on the like an alpha personality is Aziz Alshayer. He has an alpha personality. It doesn't necessarily mean they're the number one lead, but he has an alpha personality. Many times linebackers do, frankly. Andre was a do as I do. He was not an alpha personality. I don't know, like, I
Carlos guess is an alpha personality.
Yeah, Carlos is an alpha personality.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. He absolutely is.
For sure. What about JV?
Who?
Verlander.
Oh, JV. Yeah, I think so. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, they've had
Will Anderson for sure is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But he's a lot of watch how hard I work.
Yeah, but he talks too.
Yeah.
Like, they know. It's a known thing. Will speaks for us.
Yep.
I don't know who it is on offense. I don't know who it is on offense. I guess CJ.
It's not Nico. Mm-mm. It's how about Joe Mixon?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we're not in the locker room, so it's hard to say.
No, but last year you heard him on the sidelines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was Bagwell or Biggio that?
Oh, absolutely. Bagwell was.
Bagwell was an alpha?
Yeah.
Did they just follow him, or did he invoke?
He did.
Did he speak to say, hey, this is the way it's going to be?
Yes.
He did?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. He was the arbiter of all things in that locker room.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I mean, I do think that's important in many cases, because it does set things, as long as you have the right guy doing it, it sets things in order. And sometimes, especially 162 games, you kind of need to have that.
Yep.
Because I don't know that it can always come from the manager. There's too many instances for people to get disenchanted with a manager in baseball.
Well, there's a lot of managers that aren't that alpha personality.
Well, AJ wasn't.
No, AJ wouldn't. He wouldn't stop it when he didn't believe it.
Well, I don't think he could, because he wasn't the alpha. Beltran was also.
Yeah, that's
probably
right.
A little bit of an alpha in there.
And that's a problem. That was a problem. It created all that problems. Mm-hmm. And now, asterisks. And now, the biggest complainer, whiny little Bia, is about to lose the World Series.
Who, Dave Roberts?
No, not Dave Roberts. This entire
Bellinger?
Organization.
Oh.
And their fans. Still.
I'll be honest with you. I think the Dodgers plus like 185 is the play. And here's why. If Yamamoto goes full Yamamoto,
yeah,
and then you get a game seven. Game seven's it's in L.A., right?
No.
Oh, no, it's going back to Toronto, yeah. So I still, at some point, doesn't he still have two or three more home runs left in him?
You go
Ohtani?
Ahead. You go ahead. Take that.
I do. I think so.
Take them. Take the Dodgers.
I hope I'm wrong, but I think the Dodgers plus the points are actually a pretty good a pretty good play.
Go. You go ahead.
Not the points, but
throw your money away. Throw Nicole's money away.
Is it? Well, I can't do it anyway, but I'm just giving advice and trying to help
influence
other people.
Don't be misleading our listeners.
No, that's not misleading them. That's the dog. That's value.
I
think it's value.
You're
malpractice. Hedging your happiness. No,
it's malpractice.
It's worth it, because here's why: you put money out there, and if the Dodgers lose, you're happy.
That's
if the Dodgers win and you make money, this softens the blow a little bit.
It does.
It's a happiness hedge.
That is true.
That's all it is.
Well, I would go and play golf either way, and if I was in Houston, I would go to East River Nine, because we're going to be back there. Here's the deal: East River Nine is a place where if you make corporate it's so inexpensive too. This is a great way for your clients. This is a great way for your employees. It's a great place for you to, I'm telling you, what a great thing to take employees to. What a great way for employees to be able to take clients to go play at night, play nine holes. You got them for an hour and a half. You go in, you buy them dinner at the restaurant and bar, watch sports with them. It's a great bonding thing for your team, and it's also a great way for you to entertain clients. It's a first class place. It's first. Everything is first class. You haven't been to East River Nine? You need to go. Go see for yourself. This is a great way for you to get your people, make them happy. By the way, they want to play golf. Instead of doing it during workouts, they can play afterwards because it's open at night. They've got lighted golf. All you need to do, go to eastriver9.com, sign up. They got pickleball there. They got music on the weekends. It's a great party. Great party atmosphere, and yet it's still golf. eastriver9.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Yeah, Chase just texted me. Look at Lance taking credit for my marriage.
That's right.
When in fact it was. Were you even at the wedding?
I brought them
together. I introduced the wedding party at the wedding.
I helped make him famous with Hatchet Man shouting him out. He even said that. So thank you. I have friends. Oh, Fat Howard. I have friends texting me because they're listening to y'all's show. Just wanted to say thank you for everything. I told my friends whatever's being said is legit. You really did help me get started when I was a clueless, wide-eyed college student just finishing my freshman year. Man, I miss those days. But yeah, man, you really did take me under your wing from that point on. Friggin' grateful forever, bro. Yeah.
Does he?
Forever. He even said, bro, cheers from Mad Max's favorite city, Salt Lake City.
Does he know that you call him Fat Howard still?
Well, I'm the one that made that.
John actually made that.
No, but
up.
You're still calling him that.
Well, it's a term of endearment.
It is, because he was so skinny.
Tiny Lister from
he
from
was so
Friday
small
is not tiny.
And skinny.
Yeah, he was skinny, so John called him fat.
Hey, Fat Howard.
And we just turned it into PHAT to give him a little bit more gangster, you know, a little bit more street cred.
Who's on the line, Dell? Wants to thank Lance? Who? Who's Al?
I don't know. Somebody I've helped.
Oh, God. Al, how did Lance help you?
First of all, I've listened to you guys for 30 years. I think it's probably the first time I've called. And John, I remember you breaking the Randy Johnson news on Sportsnet Live. Just from Star 610 to, you know, say 25 years later. Yes, I too, when I was a wide-eyed college student, I gave, I think, a call or an email or something. And Lance got me in touch with Wex, and the reason you know it's true is because Wexford just started, was just starting up working on Space City Sports, that the newspaper publication, whatever, it's like a bi-weekly or a monthly thing.
Skip Red was part of that, and, yeah.
There you go, there you go. You guys work? Yes, same same flag, right? So anyway, Lance, Salt the Earth, great guy, got me in touch with him, gave me, you know, 20 minutes or more if I would have wanted, and completely misguided. I had no idea what I wanted to do. Just knew that I love sports, and I seemed to be smart enough to figure stuff out. So I just wanted to put those two together and give it a go. And Lance got me in touch with Wex, and Wex, definitely not cut from the same cloth as Lance, gave me about 14 seconds before he realized it. Yeah, dude, this is either a waste of your time or my time, or both of our time. but anyways, yeah, true story. That's what Lance is about. Completely true
am.
Story.
That's who I am. Yeah.
But yeah. Yes,
I wonder if John, did John help you with Space City Sports, Al?
I didn't. Al never.
They know better. You were already on the golf course.
All we just learned is that you were misguided in pushing him into a place he shouldn't have been in. That's what I just learned. Al moved on to something more successful away from sports.
The listeners heard it.
Yeah, I heard
it
too.
The listeners heard it.
Al turned pro in something other than sports, we just heard.
Yep.
You pushed him to a place he shouldn't have been.
Say whatever you want.
I will.
As another success story by me.
It wasn't a success story.
It was a success story.
A more discerning person ran
into anybody Al. Else want to say I helped you?
A more discerning person than Adam Wexler ran into Al and go, this is not for you.
Adam Wexler crapped on his dreams.
He goes, this is not for you, buddy. And Al went on to live
You're wasting my time and your own time.
Yeah. Well,
classic
Wex was
Wexler.
Right. Yeah. Wex was right.
Classic Wexler.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the game on Sunday. We got the Broncos. I'm going to tell you what. Their offensive line is good. Their defensive line is good. This is going to be – they play – now, remember, who did CJ get into it with on their
– Singleton, the linebacker.
Yeah, the linebacker, Singleton. He got in his face. He actually – the whistle had blown, and he came up and tried to get in and, you know, was heading CJ, and CJ got right back at it, and they went at it a little bit. This is a different team. They had Russell Wilson at quarterback at that time, and Sean Payton hated his life while Russell Wilson was there. But he's loving life now with Bo Nix and what they're doing. This is an under, right? I don't know. I'm not sure how it's good as in as much as Denver has done offensively this year.
Well, when I
they haven't
now,
faced the Texans defense.
Right. Right. Listen, Nico Collins, according to D'Amico and his comments, it sounds like Nico is just – it's just a matter of – basically Nico said, it's a formality right now. He basically said he's coming back. He should play. He's in the protocol for now. But he should come back. So our top wide receiver comes back. Christian Kirk is expected back too. And not that that matters because he could be hurt at any second. And the top cornerback in the league potentially is going to be out. I mean, hey, listen, all jokes aside, this is really, really favorable for the Texans. It's one of those things where if you're going to beat the Broncos, it just got easier. No Lamar Jackson got a little easier for you. We've benefited situationally here recently, and this is another big benefit, not having, you know, getting Nico back and not having to deal with Pat Surtain. And I'm not sure that Bo Nix is going to – yeah, you're right, John. He hasn't seen Derek Stingley. You look at Denver's wide receivers, and they don't really scare you. Franklin, Marvin Mims, Cortland Sutton, they don't really scare me.
Yep. No, listen.
You got J.K. Dobbins, you know, that's fine. R.J. Henry, that's fine. They don't have some superstar group of position players.
But by the same token, the Texans have benefited from weak defenses as well. Their three wins came against depleted teams. And not only depleted teams, but last week it was incredible that that San Francisco was able to stop them at all with as little defensive line help as they had. This is going to be this defense. We've seen the Texans against better defenses, and it hasn't been good. Now, whether or not they've turned a corner offensively Well, I don't know why, because just 2 weeks ago in Seattle, they looked like crap. They played a good defense in Seattle. They played a good defense with the Rams. They played, I don't know, okay defense with Jacksonville. I don't know. Okay. Whatever. This has been really up and down. And when you're playing a good defense, like, and although without Sertan, it's not going to be easy. It ain't going to be like last week, that's for sure. It ain't going to be like that the San Francisco
What's
game.
What's the plan for Benito and Cooper?
A lot of
tight ends as tackles as tight ends.
A lot of Blake Fisher. A lot of six-man
lines. Yeah, and you know what I was thinking about this morning? Literally when my wife said, make your side of the bed. I was like, you know what? I don't know why this is striking me at this particular time. Blake Fisher playing tight. This is actually a brilliant move by Nick Caley. I don't ever see anyone do this on pass sets. I've seen it done on run sets. Big deal. On pass sets, if you're not going to – if you got enough wide receivers, and sure, Dalton Schultz was out. That's part of it. But you know what? Why do we have to run a tight – why do you have to run a tight end out there? I mean, he's not as good a pass protector, so if you're going to keep him into pass protect, he's not as good.
No.
If you're going to have him out in a route, why not have three wide receivers out in a route? You basically are an 11 personnel, but with an extra offensive lineman. This is actually brilliant because you have extra real help in pass pro other than 256-pound tight ends who can't stop a runny nose.
Right.
Especially exactly Dalton Schultz. So it's actually a smart move.
And, okay, before we go to break that, let's hear from Blake Fisher. Okay, so asked, you know, hey, you're the sixth man, right? You're the sixth lineman. You're not the starting left tackle. You're not the starting right tackle. So asked, you know, how is this different? Here's what Blake Fisher had to say.
No, everything pretty much is just the same, really, pass blocking, run blocking. Just sometimes you can be at the point of attack. Sometimes you can be on the backside. It just depends on where you're at. You know, we got some shifts and motions in there, too, that I got to be aware of as well. So it's kind of all like, yeah, I got to listen to the whole play call really now, more so than just kind of like kind of towards the end of it.
And you just got to be basically on standby with the coach, basically following.
Yeah, just whenever the 21 personnel, the jumbo personnel comes up, you know, I'm running in there.
When did they first kind of bring this idea up to you, and what was kind of the reaction?
I don't know, whenever the first time we did, I can't remember, what was that, Tennessee, maybe? First time, I think, we started. And then from there, like, we just, you know, been putting in more plays, kind of different wrinkles and such. But yeah, Coach Kelly, I mean, he's a wizard, man. He be doing a lot of different things, him and Coach Pop.
And how does it feel that the staff and your teammates are kind of entrusting you in this new role?
Yeah, I mean, it's great. Like I said, you know, whatever I can do, you know, to be, you know, help for the team, you know, I'm going to do. We have a really good team. You know, good competition this week in the Broncos. So I'm just going to go out there and compete every song.
He sounds a lot like C.J. Stroud to me. A lot of the same mannerisms.
Yeah. Thank you to Landry Locker for that sound bite.
And
we appreciate you, Landry.
Kind of me.
Does a great job. Listen, we're going to see more and more and more of this. We're going to see more and more. What was it, 31% last week? I'll bet you. I'm gonna bet that it's going to be more, especially with you got the two bookend, these defensive ends. You're going to need some more help. And you're right. Why put in – well, Dalton Schultz is hurt, but a guy that, you know, is not as good as blocking. If he's going to stay in and block, put a Blake Fisher in.
Yeah.
A guy who can block.
That's just basic common sense, and I'm surprised more teams don't use it.
Now – here's the thing. How about a little wrinkle? Blake Fisher goes out for a pass.
Yeah. That's what Penei Sewell would do.
You're damn right he would.
Mm-hmm. And that's so Blake what Caden Fisher Proctor from Alabama would do.
Yeah. Yep.
He might run right there a seam route. I mean, so far they've only used him in Wildcat to run the ball and throwing a little wide receiver screen to him at 360 pounds.
Yep. Yep. All right, you got to pick a Taqueria Sarandis. Let's do that on the other side.
Yeah, we'll do that. And I'm really blessed to have people who are thanking me on the air for the things I've done. I'm assuming that's what they're on the line for. Thanks, Lance. Lance, what does that say? Community story?
Okay.
I don't know what that doesn't sound
like. No one knows what that means. But Craig the Surf wants to thank you, too.
Yeah, I mean, Craig the Surf does thank me quite a bit all the time. He's like, thank you for everything that you do for us. It's incredible. And I say, no, thank you, Craig. And it's my humility kicks in. I'm like, no, thank you, Craig. thank you for everything that you do for us. And when I say us, I mean my family directly. My son, who gets in town today, although he's flying in, but he drives in sometime with his Buick Envision, loves his Envision. It's his first car. It was a great starter car for him. Fantastic. I got prices I loved on that on a 3-year lease. Absolutely love it. I'm leasing the Buick Enclave. The Buicks are awesome. They handle great, really cool features inside. It's like a home away from home. You do a lot of driving, you're going to love the Buick because everything is so nice on the inside and it handles so effectively. But if you're looking to purchase, we just got a Chevy Equinox. Well, guess what? They've got even better finance rates right now for Equinox buyers. 2.9% financing at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC for well-qualified buyers and no payments for 90 full days. And this is going to be your midsize SUV, a 5-seater. Of course, they got a ton of different great 7-seaters. And truck month is extended. So whether it's a GMC Sierra pickup truck or the Chevy Silverado, awesome deals on trucks. They get you the interiors you're looking for, the colors, everything that you're looking for. If they don't have it, they'll trade with another dealership like they did for my wife to get the interior she was looking for. They go that extra mile, and they get you thousands off that other dealers can't get, especially with your trade-in value. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. We got people. Okay, is this Father TJ? Is this or a different TJ?
Probably a different one because Father TJ didn't call anymore because some of your salacious comments.
Filthy I think things you
off.
Said.
Yeah, turned them off.
Oh, who's the one that when he gets angry starts throwing at the H word, starts A word, and I mean the in the hole and yeah. SDH.
He's not listening then.
In the yes, morning? He did listen to
he
the morning.
He does his morning yes. prayers, listens, and then he shuts it down and does probably a homily or something.
Well, starts yeah, he's writing his homily for yeah. Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah. So he just listens to the first 30 minutes. Well, which, frankly, actually, that is when a lot of times
yeah,
I get my most angry.
Yeah, that's a lot of time where you do things.
Yeah, that's get, when you do
sometimes
things.
I do get angry then. Maybe yeah. I did turn off. That's why this was probably not the same TJ.
Let's see which TJ this is. Hey, TJ.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, TJ?
I just want to give Lance his flowers because he brought this to the attention of everybody of all communities, many people, he's brought this to the attention. The eyelids for kids, because I never knew so many kids did not have eyelids. So yep. I just want to give Lance his flowers that he brought attention to that.
Thank you.
He even had he started.
I didn't start the
a pyramid scheme.
501C is not mine.
A bit.
We don't call it pyramid
we
scheme.
We call it fraud.
No. I take credit for bringing attention to it, like you said, not for any...
You are the spokesperson.
Not tied directly to...
And then you set up a Venmo account.
Well, people just started Venmoing me, and I needed to send it back.
No, they didn't just start. You said, hey, if you want to Venmo me here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then that was a joke, and then they did, and I had to send it back.
A joke? You don't tell people to Venmo you money for a fake charity.
That's not fake. It's not eyelids for kids. Eyelids for kids.
That's the why safe they have, lights.
It's
that's
similar.
The Safe Light jingle.
It's just
no,
similar.
It's exactly what Safe Light sounds like.
There's similarities. I'll grant you that.
Also, he let people know that where they got those extra eyelids from for the kids. Where do they get them from? From the circumcisions of other children.
Different places. It can be elbow skin. It can be foreskin.
Yeah.
There's just different.
Those are the replacement eyelids for those kids.
You need something soft and malleable in terms of the skin for the eyelids. Can you imagine having dry eyes like that because
no,
you
can't.
Don't have eyelids?
I can't imagine.
Or you have not fully formed eyelids.
Okay, I asked you.
In some countries, that's a problem.
I asked you if you would sacrifice a Rockets win for the Dodgers losing.
Kids,
would you sacrifice? Would you rather have dry eyes because you have no eyelids or replacement eyelids from the from a circumcision?
Replacement eyelids. I just don't want people saying where it's from.
Okay.
I wonder if there are people who really They're going to start Googling eyelids for kids.
I hope not.
I don't want it. You know who I don't want to look into this? Pablo Torre.
No.
He's going to find out how much money you squirreled away.
Stupid Quentin, who used to be one of our salespeople, kept sending me money. And I'm like, Quentin, you got to stop this. Lead to an investigation.
Who's next, Del?
Oh,
La Salsa.
No,
¿Qué pasó, La Salsa?
I don't want him.
Hey, ¿qué pasó, mijos? Hey, I want to thank Lance. Not only do I don't get wasted and poop in my homie's shoes.
That's not,
I want to thank Dede Weather for giving us some good weather. Let's go.
Let's go. You're welcome. DuPont. DuPont.
Duval.
DuPont. You're not allowed to say that in Jacksonville.
No, but you can't hear
it. I did actually put people on DuPont, so I do take credit for that.
DuPont.
Don't say that. He's losing
This
now.
Isn't Jacksonville.
He's losing
It's not
now.
Jacksonville.
Well, RJ could get fired.
Thanks, though.
But what is that? Why would RJ get fired?
Because?
Because he ratted out the fact that that he's not supposed to play.
Well, he doesn't play it. I'm allowed to, though.
And they're not winning anymore. He's not the hot topic over there. It's not.
I bet you he is a hot topic, but for different reasons.
They already want to fire him and pay him a $70 million buyout.
Duval.
Pro coaches do not get the same contracts. Not even close.
Thing, not a Liam Cohen thing.
How much did Billy?
It wasn't 70 because they never gave him an extension.
It wasn't 50 either.
No, they were smart enough not to give him. They knew pretty early.
You already know your fan bases are microwave fan bases. They're ready to get rid of guys immediately. Like, why would you give out 8 and 10 year deals when you know your fan base can turn like that and immediately call for a firing?
Yeah.
Trick
recruiting.
The kids into thinking he's going to be around for the long
so
term.
So 4 and 5 years and enough? Players only 4 years.
Stability. Lane Kiffin put it perfectly. You do well, and guess what? They're coming after you. Your phone's blowing up for other jobs.
So?
Same thing with the portal. Kid catches 5 passes. Oh, hey,
all you
got to
do
school.
Is price fix. If you get in there and you collude to keep the salaries down on head coaches, everything's fine.
Well, you
and
got, that well, here's wouldn't what go you poorly. Do. Give them 5-year deals with a huge
illegal.
Buyout.
Well, you use the word collude and artificially keep prices down. That's
I'm trying to just speak in plain language. But, yeah, all this Wild West of college football started with coaches basically and their agents gaming, not paying attention to their – in no sport, pro football, pro basketball, pro baseball, are you just allowed to leave. Only in college football and college basketball are you allowed to leave with no repercussions.
And European soccer. Coaches can leave anytime they want.
They can?
Yeah, that doesn't count. Can. That's not American.
That's not American.
I know.
Well, no, and that's why college football is not – it's a pro sport. No, it's European – it's international soccer. Actually, it aligns with European soccer across the board. Forever free agency. You've got uncapped amounts of money that can be made. You've got managers who – and you got fans who want people gone in 1 year. Just like they'll fire a soccer – manager, they call managers or coach, whatever. They'll fire them in 7 games. If the fans get mad enough, they'll just, you're gone. That's how college football is. James Franklin was. Now, that was a build-up.
No,
that was a build-up over time.
Yeah.
Although he was.
That wasn't knee-jerk.
He was playing to become a number one team in the nation.
It was a bit knee-jerk. They was 6 games ago, they were in the playoff semifinal.
Yeah, that's kind of.
It's 5 years of
understood,
never winning big games.
But you were about one Drew Aller pick away from possibly playing in the title game. So I get what you're saying.
It is a little
it had built up. But
you're not allowed to have a bad year?
A down year after what they did the year before, that's rough.
Yeah, but.
It
again,
didn't used to happen like
how
that.
How many times do you have to see that he can't win big games?
Well, what's,
how many
why
times?
Is Penn State sainted to win big games? Before he got there, what big games were Penn State winning?
Well, but that's what you're there for.
That's fine, but
okay, that's what they hired you for.
Good luck.
You're in big games. You're gonna and you got to win big games. He didn't do it.
I would say, depending on what you think of their playoff run, they won a couple big games to get to the semifinal. But whatever, I'm just. Just Penn State doesn't have a 30-year history of winning, and then James Franklin is screwing it up.
According to the history of college football, it's very knee-jerk because you don't go to the Final Four and get fired the next year. That doesn't really happen. So it was a weird thing where they were, the narrative was he couldn't be top 10 teams, and that's true.
But he didn't get fired for that. He got fired for dropping the game to UCLA the week,
well, that,
the week before.
Well, two
well,
straight
after
weeks.
After losing a big game. Yeah,
but two
had,
straight weeks.
But if they had not fallen apart, he still had the job.
Hey, all right, we got a break because we got to be on time for Josh Pate, well, top whoever, of the hour.
Whoever caller number three who says AFC North, the Ravens are an AFC North team, I'll let him be, whoever that is, my Takarius, when we come back, the Takarius around us. Challenge. Okay. We'll let him be the contestant.
Okay. He can win a $50 gift certificate.
Yeah. Or lose it.
Because you got that game tonight.
Or lose it.
Yep. Yep. He's got Lamar back tonight, so he can pick.
What's his name, Dell? Elliot?
Correct. All right.
We'll give Elliot
the
shot.
Elliot's going to be the Takarius Arandas contestant this week. I am going to talk right now about Robin over at Houston Powder Coaters. I want to talk about how great they are. I want to talk about what they're doing for this city because the World Cup is coming. Did you know they're already starting? The city has hired Houston Powder Coaters to go and fix up our parks and our light poles and all kinds of different stuff in the city so that we look great. And you know what? Oh, it's next year. Well, guess what? There's a lot to do. And secondly, next year, everything that they touch is going to still look like it's brand new because that's what Houston Powder Coaters does. Houston Powder Coaters, if you've got a business and you got rust and you need Houston Powder Coaters, they'll come to you. Otherwise, if you're residential, they'll come and pick it up, whatever it is that you need powder coated. That's what they do. And they'll pick it up absolutely free. Pick it up and deliver it back to you absolutely free. Houston Powder Coaters is the premier. Go look at their Google reviews. Go look at the 5 stars that they've got. It doesn't get any better. When you got something metal and you need it to look great, there's one place to go. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Tell Robin you heard it right here. HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, let's
now
make this
John
quick.
Granato
Elliot is our contestant
Zierlein
for the weekly Takarius Arandas Challenge. This is what we do. We give you the Thursday night game, the side, and the total. If Elliot can pick it correctly, he is going to win a $50 gift card to any of the Takarius Arandas locations around the city of Houston. If he picks incorrectly, he gets nothing. Sorry, game over. Or if you don't want to make a pick and you want me to make the pick and then you hope I lose, which is unlikely to happen, you can have me make the pick. Now, the Ravens are at the Miami Dolphins. The lowly Dolphins take on the Ravens. Lamar Jackson's back, but they're laying more than a touchdown. They're -7.5 tonight at Miami. The over-under is 51. Elliot, I will let you decide if you want to make the pick for a chance to win a $50 gift card to Takarius.
I'm going to go ahead and let you pick, Lance. I like my odds with that.
All right. Baltimore Ravens are going to win this thing by double digits. I'll lay more than 7.5. Feels like a sucker move to be laying 7.5, but I think the Ravens understand this is pretty much a must win. The Dolphins are quitters.
Didn't they just win their last game by multiple scores?
Yeah, but in a way. But, I mean, the Ravens.
It happened.
But the Ravens are going
to
win by double digits. So I've officially, Elliot, I've officially made you a Miami Dolphins fan tonight. Good luck.
Sorry, Elliot.
See how you'll,
it's not
you'll
great.
See how what Trell feels like every game. Did you have a question about AFC North, too?
I did. I was going to ask, and I'm going blank on it, what I was going to want to run by you, but I know I called in a few weeks ago, and the Steelers were on the verge of going up 4 games on the Ravens, and it's pretty wild that margin has shrunk significantly, and it just shows how quickly things can change in the NFL. So I guess I was just going to run that by you guys. What do you think the Ravens are going to end up doing the second half?
John,
I hate those guys with a burning passion.
Thanks, Ellie. Hey, make sure we have his information in case I lose. John, you think the Ravens are still in play, don't you?
Oh, I think the Ravens are going to win the division. Yeah. With Lamar back, they're playing better defensively, much better defensively the last couple of games.
They actually are, yeah.
So I think they've got it together. They're much better than they have been in the past. And I don't know why this is happening, but have you guys seen Sydney Sweeney on the at the Variety?
No, but she's jacked.
Power of Women jacked thing
strong,
last night.
Strong.
You got to
just Google Sydney Sweeney.
Variety.
And Euphoria.
No.
I started watching Euphoria.
You don't have to do that.
There's a lot going on in Euphoria.
That's true. But she's got a haircut of like a news anchor from the 2000s now.
Does she have hair?
Yeah. Well, yes. Well, she was in that Christy Martin movie.
Oh, yeah. She's playing Christy Martin.
But that's ended filming months ago, I think.
Yeah. She's back looking like Sydney Sweeney again. It's
Sydney Sweeney frees the nipple in a totally sheer naked chainmail dress. Is this what you were talking about?
Yes.
Is this what you were talking about?
It's disconcerting.
Are you
for who? You?
Well, for people.
Not for me. No, I'm fine.
This is also sexual assault of the eyes.
It's assault.
She's assaulting your eyes.
It is. Did I ask to see this?
No.
No.
This is assault.
Maybe you should be blaming John. He sent you to the pictures.
Is it unwanted? Is it unwanted assault on the eyes?
Well, you should be answering that question, not me. Is it unwanted?
We hear that if this is what I've heard, and it should be true. If somebody does something to you that you don't want, that's unwanted, they get in trouble for it.
Is it unwanted?
Yes, I'm married.
No.
Then why did you go to it when John told you about it?
Because I thought it was about the haircut. You tricked me into thinking it was about a haircut.
John sent you there because of a haircut?
And it's a nip factory in this place.
I don't know if they're making nipples there.
Well,
no.
I mean,
they're making them.
They're making them
better.
I would say, you guys, you're grown men. You've seen a nipple before. Relax. That's all I would say.
Yeah.
It's fine.
No, I'm not. I'm actually mad about this.
You're upset.
Yeah, I am too. Yeah.
Well, you and Josh Pate can talk about nipples, I guess, on the other side.
No, he just talks college football.
Okay. You don't think he can diversify?
He's newlywed. Let him have about 10 years. We can have this conversation.
Okay. Well, he's up next.
All right.
Yeah, Josh Pate is up next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, quick break.
I mean, goodness.
Josh Pate on the other side.
Put him away.
Don't go anywhere. College football with...
You can close the tab.
I'm trying
to
read a story, and it's right here in my face.
I'm trying to talk about the Chastains. I'm trying to talk about 80-some years, 85, 86 years in the car industry in the city of Houston. How does the family name stay for 8 decades in a city? They do it right. That's what they do. It's passed down. I'm big on at the top, okay, of any organization that you have, the right person and it feeds down throughout. If you've got, a bad owner, it just feeds down. You see this in all the sports, right? But if you've got a great owner, then it feeds down throughout the organization, and that's what happens at Chastain Ford, too. It happens in business. It happens in sports. And the Chastains have been doing it right. They make sure that all their employees are doing it right. They don't want you to give them the most money you possibly can. That's not what they're about. What they're about is getting you into that car or truck, that SUV or that truck, at what you can afford. All right? One of the first things I'll ask you is, what do your payments have to be at? Get you great service. Get you a great price. Customize the way you want it, not the way that they want it. Not going to add on, not going to mark up. This is the most important thing. You will be back. You will buy a car from or a truck from Chastain, and you'll go back because you love how they do business. That's why they're the number one commercial Ford dealer in the city. That's Chastain Ford. I love them. You'll love them too. You're looking for that Ford truck or SUV? ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. 5 minutes from downtown, Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5.